Hello and welcome back to Sabrina Talks. This is episode 13, and today I will be praying for peace. And again, it's pretty much praying the scriptures. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but let them not return to folly. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. There is deceit in the hearts of those who plot evil, but joy for those who promote peace. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. Thy fine rest as thy light in death. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declared the Lord Almighty. Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of two, thus making peace. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. I pray today peace over your mind, your body, and your spirit. And I pray that you would continue to walk forth in God and know that he got you. Also, have an amazing day today, and until tomorrow.